My sister, visiting from back east, was surprised when my middle school son arrived home from school on a public bus. She called my boys free-range kids because they make their own way to and from almost everywhere on buses, subways, bicycles, and by foot. Her kids and many others raised in suburban or rural communities that lack public transportation are driven everywhere until they're old enough to drive themselves. And many other kids are so highly scheduled and monitored that, for better or worse, the independence that comes with freedom of mobility comes later for them than for my kids. A coworker uses the term feral teenagers to describe the aimlessness of teenage boys. I've been contemplating these terms, close but so different in their connotations, and what they mean for my kids and their friends. The term free range invokes positive images, like grass-fed cows or homegrown tomatoes, while the term feral is decidedly negative, invoking images of rampant procreation, infectious disease, and risky and destructive behavior. As a parent, how do I know when free range involves too much freedom and too far-reaching a range? What are the signs of a teenager in transition from free range to feral? And will I recognize them when I see them? My boys know the San Francisco Muni system better than any adult I know, and they love the freedom of a monthly fast pass in their pocket. I'm proud they have the confidence to make their own way around the city and are developing an appreciation for public transportation. But I confess there are times, as the evening moves into night, that I worry. Quite certain I don't know the difference between free range and feral when it comes to teenagers. I remind myself that if these terms were applied to me as a teenager, I was mostly free range and only went feral occasionally and turned out okay. And when I hear their key in the door, I head out to greet them and ask about their evening, hoping to confirm once again that free range has won out over feral. With a perspective, I'm Helen Doyle.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.